This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. The program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living. Very excited, folks, to bring you the world-renowned Mehmet Oz right now. I pre-recorded an interview with him about 2 weeks ago. And for those of you who don't know him, Dr. Mehmet Oz is a cardiothoracic surgeon and teaching professor at Columbia University, who is known for his regular appearances on The Oprah Winfrey Show as America's Doctor. Currently, Dr. Oz is the Emmy Award-winning host of the nationally syndicated television program, The Dr. Oz Show. Oz authored 6 books, New York Times bestsellers, including You, The Owner's Manual, You, The Smart Patient, You on a Diet, You Staying Young, You Being Beautiful, as well as the award-winning Healing from the Heart. Time magazine ranked Dr. Mehmet Oz 44th on its list of the 100 most influential people in 2008, and Esquire magazine placed him on the list of the 75 most influential people of the 21st century. I hope you enjoy this interview. Again, it's pre-recorded. It's about 15 minutes, and so just sit back and enjoy it. We're talking about home remedies and, you know, what are his favorite home remedies that his family uses. And I think you'll enjoy it. When you come back, I'll be with Dr. Tad Stachowski, and we're going to discuss it. Okay, folks, sit back and enjoy Dr. Oz. Here we go. Good morning, Dr. Oz. I am so excited to have you on my program this morning. It's very exciting.
I'm excited, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, I've been watching your videos and your program, which is wonderful, the Dr. Oz Show. You're on every day, correct?
I'm on every day. We have a good time talking to people about their bodies and getting them psyched up about living in them.
All right. And here in the Providence Market, you're on at 3 o'clock every day. Now, I loved your Dr. Oz's home health remedies. These are things that your family have used that are your home remedies. Tell us about some of them. I know Bach Flower Remedies is one of them.
Yeah, Bach Flower Remedies we've been using for a long time. And it's fascinating to me, and I've talked about this a lot, how much I've learned from my mother-in-law in this category. You know, she won't come on the show. She's very shy about this.
Yeah, I heard that.
I actually put a big picture of her on the show.
I saw that.
just to torture her. But you learn a lot about your family through how they take care of illness and adversity.
Yeah.
And it has been a real blessing to have them and to talk to them. Bach Flower in particular works to soothe kids who are angry and frustrated. And like so many people out there, I've got 4 kids. They're not always well-behaved. And when I talk to them about the things that are bothering them, they're often things that I can't quickly fix, but they're frazzled by it. And Bach Flower remedies are very old approaches to this. They're probably 150 years old. They've been used by many years, and my wife's family's from Philadelphia area, and Bach Flower Remedies are very popular down there. They also are popular in Europe, and so I talk about those.
Right, there's many different kinds, right? I mean, there are many different ones.
I like Rescue Remedy, which is what we give the kids.
Yeah. I know animals, they've been used for animals, too, and people have watched their animals calm down right away.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard that. It's pretty amazing.
I did not know that.
Now, burns is another one that you talk about. Burns in yourself.
I had one of my daughters was sitting in the back seat recently, and she's 19 years old. She spilled this scalding tea on herself and had a really pretty significant burn, which we quickly iced it, which you should always do with a burn, and then we started applying lavender oil. Completely healed. Now, I knew lavender oil was effective because whenever my wife burns herself, at the stove or doing something else, she would quickly apply it to herself, and she'd get better so quickly. It was amazing. So I started doing some homework on lavender oil, and it's actually, something you ought to think about, keeping in your emergency kits.
Okay.
And I now use it whenever I get burned or I see anybody else who's been burned. Again, first put ice, then apply the lavender oil.
Okay. Another one is bruises. Happens to all of us.
Arnica. Arnica is a homeopathic remedy. Again, homeopathy is something that's very popular in Europe. It's been used in this country for a long time as well. It's controversial because the principle is that you're using very low doses of products. But in theory, if you give your body a little bit of something or you energetically can get it to remember what it's like to have had one of these things, these chemicals like arsenic in it. It'll respond aggressively, and for that reason, in theory, would help you. So, you know, I'm much more of a practical person. I want to know, does it really work in use? And I used to run the New York Marathon, which just occurred again last weekend.
Yeah.
And whenever I'd run it, I get super sore, like most people do when you run 26.2 miles. Mm-hmm. My wife would put Arnica Solve, a solution on one part of my body as an experiment and not on the other side. And you could feel the difference so dramatically you couldn't ignore it. So I've been using Arnica now for bruises, but a lot of plastic surgeons use Arnica as well as bromelain for their patients to reduce bruising.
Yeah.
A dentist will use it frequently to reduce the soreness around.
Dr. Oz, can you ever use too much of any of these alternative treatments?
Oh, sure.
Is it ever dangerous, in other words?
Anything that's strong enough to help you is strong enough to hurt you. Arnica, in theory, should not, because it's so low dose. But like anything else, if you use it in the wrong place or use more of it than you should be using it, it means you're ignoring other ways of getting ahead.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about headaches. Another one that's common. What does your family use for headaches, Dr. Oz?
Well, we do two things. We use a massage right on the spot right above the eyes. There's where the ocular, where the there's a small nerve that comes out just on the eyebrow, and if you put your fingers on the brow of your nose and sort of spread them out about an inch, you'll be on that spot, and we do that quite frequently, and it works very well for us. And we try to use that instead of using traditional nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory medications, which can always be the backup.
What about peppermint oil?
Peppermint oil we use for a lot of reasons. Headaches is one of the reasons. We use it for general malaise as well. Essential oils have been forgotten in the American community. We don't use them to heal ourselves, but peppermint is great for aches and pains, in particular the anxiety and headaches. Lavender essential oils are great for sleep, which is a tip that a lot of folks might remember. You know, it's been used, again, in other parts of the world very commonly. There's a soothing element to it. And the thing about smell, and this is true for peppermint for headaches, is that it connects to the brain in a way that other things don't. So normally, if I touch you, it goes through the sensory part of the brain and you process that. If I give you something to read, you process it, and again, through the supratentorial cortex, the part of the brain that processes information, you'll become aware of it.
Right, so we're putting this on ourselves. We're not ingesting any of this. This is going on our body. Externally.
Yes, completely external. Or you smell it. You don't have to even put it on your body.
Interesting.
Just smelling it can have these impacts. Okay. But you think about it. If you smell something that reminds you of your childhood, it'll take you back to feeling the way you felt as a child.
Mm-hmm. Even when you listen to something.
That ability to bypass the cortex is hugely valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I remember this morning I heard some music reminded me of my mother, and it took me right back there. Boom. Right there.
Music does too, yeah.
All right. Stomach aches. That's another one that you talked about a lot. What can we do
for stomachaches? My wife loves to use aloe gel for this. And aloe is, again, it's a naturally occurring plant, has been used in home remedies for centuries, probably, but at least for decades. And it seems to soothe the stomach for basic discomfort. It's a very effective tool. It's also helpful for gastroesophageal reflux. So again, it ought to be in your pantry somewhere so you can get access to it.
Okay, now, another thing you talk about on your program is Miracle Berry. And I thought that was interesting. And you say that it transforms sourness into sweetness.
Yeah, most people are going to think this is impossible, but I can tell you I tasted it on the show. I did not know about this product, but it was introduced to me by one of our guests. And it is used in other parts of the world, again, quite routinely. A lot of people say, you know what, I don't like the taste of those foods. So we did a little experiment. We gave the audience lemons. Now, lemons are tart, right? They're not very pleasant to chew on. And we gave them about five or 10 minutes before they chewed on the lemon, we gave them one of these Miracle Berries. And I did it myself. It turns the lemon into the sweetest thing you ever taste in your life.
Isn't that amazing?
And what it does, it coats the taste receptors of your tongue and changes the way they sense the food you're eating. So you can take foods that normally aren't very sweet and make them taste sweet to you. So you'll start to eat your vegetables, for example.
Interesting. And helps you, then it would help you lose weight as well, possibly.
But in theory, it should help with all that, because now a lot of Americans don't eat their fruits and vegetables, especially their vegetables, because they think they're bitter. And this is because you have taste buds that are super sensitive, and so you eat less of those foods, which predisposes you to colon polyps and other problems. So this Miracle Berry, in theory, would help people eat the foods they should be eating, which will help them lose weight and and make other improvements in their health as well.
All right. You have some alternative health best bets, the Oz-approved treatments. And one of them I want to talk about is your alternative treatment for the common cold, which so many of us get in the winter, as and in this season as the winter's starting.
Well, there are a lot of things I do for the cold, but the two most important are high-dose vitamin D, which, you know, in Providence, you'll have a little trouble getting vitamin D in the wintertime because the rays of the sun aren't long enough to get to you. And vitamin D, and when you get sick, we're talking about 5,000-10,000 units, even more, a day just through the illness. But generally through the winter, I tell people they ought to have at least 1,000 a day. And check your levels. It's a knowable number. So if you're low, you may need more. The other thing is zinc, which has been shown in some trials now to be effective. And if I can throw one last idea out there, North American ginseng, which the Canadians use a lot, has been shown to be effective in helping the intestinal tract resist infections, and it seems to affect the seasonal flu as well. So North American ginseng.
Okay. And another Oz-approved treatment for something that I think is so common is low back pain. You talk about moxibustion.
Moxibustion is a ancient therapy where you put acupuncture needles inside a sensitive area, in this case the lower back, and then you actually heat them with an herb. And it looks really cool when you watch it. My wife has done it. It is absolutely impactful for, you know, 1.5 billion people in China, which is where this is a very common therapy. There have been trials done in the United States on it as well. I think that if you're having chronic low back pain, which is related to many factors, including sedentary lifestyles, loss of muscle strength, but also anxiety in your life, and how you hold your tension. All of these have been treated in many different ways, but moxibustion ought to be one of the ways you experiment. And, you know, I've got a big show on Wednesday on magnets, which this show blew my mind because moving magnets are a fascinating technology for pain treatment now. And I would put that in that category as well. And there's a well-known actor who turned me on to this idea. He said, you know, I've been getting these magnet therapies. I don't know if it's hokum or not, but it has changed my life, and I researched it, and he's absolutely right.
Interesting.
There's a lot of solid data behind it. So
I want to let our listeners know that this segment on the moxibustion that you were talking about is on your website, and I watched that, and it was fascinating to watch the needle the way it went in with the moxibustion. So it's there.
It is.
Yeah. Another natural pain reliever I'd love you to talk about is devil's claw for back pain.
You know, devil's claw, and as with so many other herbs, have long-standing success, and that's why they still exist. You know, a lot of these herbal therapies, you might say, why would they work?
Well, terrible name, devil's claw.
I know, just the name itself is intriguing. But if you think about it, if something's been used for centuries, decades, or through generations, there's probably some validity to it, or would have fallen out of use. And I think that for a lot of folks out there, they write these off because they don't think they can understand them. But these are you should find a local herbalist. These are herbs are not like supplements. They mean they have clear medicinal impact, and they can be dangerous for that reason as well. But when used correctly, could be very beneficial.
All right, arthritis, another biggie. Willow bark. You talked about how that's been used for hundreds of years, and it's from aspirin.
Well, it's not exactly aspirin, but it's the derivative from which aspirin came. And the salicylic acid, which is the raw material in aspirin, comes from willow bark. Again, it's probably why they even came up with the idea of aspirin, because they knew willow bark worked as an anti-inflammatory. We like to use it. It has incremental benefits beyond that of aspirin. And again, it's an herb, so you want to work with an herbologist or someone in a natural food store to help you get advice on these.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I thought was fascinating on your program was boosting your immunity using Himalayan salt. I had never seen that. Tell us about that. That's also on your website.
Himalayan salts are very pure salts. You think about it, they have not been oceans in the Himalayas for a long time. So the earth was a pretty clean place when there were salts there. And these Himalayan salts, you put them into a little dispenser, it looks like a teapot, and you breathe into it, you suck it into your lungs, it brings those natural salts, which are not just antimicrobial, but also soothing, into your lungs.
That's pretty amazing. And another one was the sleep, the light therapy, using an orange light. I thought that was interesting. I've never seen an orange light, Dr. Oz.
What holds people back from sleeping oftentimes is they see ultraviolet lights late at night, which hinders the ability of the brain to make melatonin. And without melatonin, then you're not going to get the natural sleep-inducing effects. So we tell people to get orange lights at night that you can still read by them, but they cut away the ultraviolet light that your computer screen, that regular bright lights will give your brain, that allows the brain to make melatonin, so you'll get tired naturally and fall asleep.
But in the morning, you say bright lights.
In order to reset your circadian rhythm so that you naturally will get tired at night, you have to see bright lights in the morning. So either go outside and get some bright light from the sun, or they have actual lights that are super bright that you can just turn on for a few minutes in the morning while you're having breakfast, and will naturally reset that circadian rhythm.
Okay.
People out there, I know, are struggling with sleep problems. It is worth using these light therapies as an adjunct. And plus, you're not putting anything in your mouth. These are not pills.
Yeah. Now, you have some alternatives for typical problems like cellulite. A lot of women, and some men, but mostly women, talk about cellulite, often in the thighs. What are some things we can do for that? I think you talked about papaya.
There's cellulite creams and lotions and some natural remedies that have been used. Papaya is one that has been a home remedy we've heard of from many, many people. And it works by toning up the skin itself. It's impossible to get rid of the actual cellulite, and I hope people know that. There's billions of dollars wasted on products that people buy for that purpose. But the real hope is that people will take a message from their other people who have cellulite, because there are lots of them, and start using some of these therapies.
I know we're short on time, Dr. Oz, and there are so many more questions I would have loved to ask you. We'll just have to have you back. Thank you so much for being on the program, Dr. Oz.
Thanks.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that interview, and we will be right back to talk about it. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO, and that was Dr. Mehmet Oz on home remedies. Again, we can take your calls right after the break at 438-9776 or 800-321-9776. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And we're on the webcam at 630WPRO.com. All right. We just had Dr. Oz on the program, and I have with me on the phone Dr. Tad Stokowski. And Dr. Tad Stokowski is the founder for the Center for Preventive Medicine in Providence. And he works with herbal remedies and Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And Dr. Tad is an MD who practiced in Europe for many years and came to this country specifically to study Chinese medicine. And that's what he does in this country. He practices Chinese medicine using his Western medical knowledge. Welcome, Dr. Tad.
Thank you, Patricia.
Hi. Tell us your thoughts. Now, a lot of what Dr. Oz said really ties into the things that you talk about. So give us your comments about the interview.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm very happy that there's more and more medical doctors like Dr. Oz that are open to what we may call alternative medicine, which is, as he admitted, century old, sometimes thousands of years old, like Chinese medicine being 8,000 years old. So that's my first statement. I'm a big fan of Dr. Oz and promoting the alternative medicine. He had a lot of great suggestions for simple, aches and pains and headaches and insomnia and things of that nature, which, required, as he said, no medications, no special treatments, simply few basic natural remedies. So, that was great. It was great that he was able to kind of put together good advice on how to address basic health problems.
All right. Well, Dr. Tad, I know you're going to be here. You're going to be on for the whole next half hour. So why don't we continue this discussion right after the break, and then we'll talk about some of the things that you work with in your practice. And I'm really glad you listened and had some great comments. So stay tuned, folks.